Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about what is going on in other parts of the world. And my question, I guess, is if it is wise to end the war now, has anything been achieved? No, not has anything been achieved. Maybe what has been achieved, because I think that is something worth understanding. We are joined this morning by Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror. He's the founder of the and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Let's talk about what, in fact, has been. I mean, if we are designing a table, and on the one side we say this is what has been achieved and this is what hasn't, what do you think the most important things are that we've managed to achieve? Good morning.
Good morning. Great morning from the north of Israel. I will answer in a sec about your question, but I will regard your first, when you start your monologue, you ask a question whether it's a good time to stop. So definitely not. And I will explain later. But what we have achieved, or what have been achieved, is a lot of tactical and military wins. Okay, the US and Israel together eliminate the head of the political and the military wing of the IRGC. Missiles has been bombed, the facilities, military facilities, besieged facilities. So definitely a damage has been caused to Iran, a damage that will cost them billions of dollars to rebuild, and to find the correct people to replace. You know, when there is one commander has been died, it's one scenario. When hundreds of them has been died, it's now will take more time to replace them. I'm of course not saying that this is not good achievements. However, like I used to explain a lot of time, including to your audience, time is something that the Iranian government, the Iranian regime has plenty of. So they now understand that it will take them another 15 or 20 years to rebuild their infrastructure, to put those billions of dollars in order to rebuild everything. I remind you that they do not care from the population. Mm-hmm. It's not like from, for example, Israel or the US, that also we suffered from damages from the war. Now, from the point of view of Israel, of course, we need to find this budget. This budget will come on the budget of education or agriculture, because again, it's
has to come from somewhere.
The civilians. It had the civilians. This is not the kind of thoughts that interested the Iranian government. So the Iranian civilians are poor. They will be even a little bit more poor, but they do not care. They need time. This is why we cannot say, okay, we achieved great victories, like President Trump, for example, trying to announce. We have great victories. No, you have great victories from a military point of view, but towards the history, military victories, if you cannot take it and to made it a great diplomatic channel and a great diplomatic wins, and unfortunately, this is the problem of the Middle East in the last 30 years. Great military victories, but not zero understanding of our enemy's thoughts, ideology, which also always, instead of pushing him till the end, like they have done with ISIS, for example, we cannot forget this example. No, most of the battles we are stopping in the middle, giving the enemy time, facing even cruel enemy in 5, 10,
why do you think we do that? Why do we do that? Why do we push it up to a point and then stop before, you know, it was very clear at the end of World War II that both Japan and Germany, they had no cards. There was no way they could go onto Twitter, X, obviously it doesn't exist at the time, but there was no chance that they could even pretend that they won. Here we've still got Iran saying, look at us, we're great and victorious and we withstanding this. Why are we so nervous to push it to the point that it needs to be taken?
It's very simple, lack of resilience. And now I will give you the opposite example. Here in the north of Israel, we have a funny ceasefire. My children every day hearing the bombs of Hezbollah, the interceptions of the Iron Dome. President Trump called it a ceasefire. It's a nonsense. But we have resilience. We asked the IDF, we asked the government of Israel, go and finish the work. In the U.S., there is so many voices against the military activities of President Trump. The gasoline prices has been raised a little bit. The world is pushing, the Western world is pushing because those cowards do not want war. They think for themselves that if they will close their eyes, the problem will disappear. And it's push and they push and push and push. So he fought for 30 days. He told him, okay, you didn't want them in 30 days. You know, in today when everybody is influenced by X or TikTok, everything that everyone thinks that solution is 1 minute solution. It's not like that. This is a war against a regime that built itself for 50 years. Who is the clown think that in 30 days they will be simply disappear? It's a war. It's a long-time war which take time. And unfortunately, this is what make me crazy, because when you stopped it, you postponed the end of it. I explained it once, because you made the Iranian government, at the time that the ceasefire agreement, they were in the lower position. Now, when you will renew the fire, they are not in that position. They had the time to rebuild some of the infrastructure. They had the time to have some self-confidence that the West cannot fight against them. And this is the issue. Instead of understanding that, yes, we are having a war, it costs time, it costs resources, it will cost money. To explain it to your people, to explain and to understand them what it is needed from our society, you do not do that, and then you are under huge pressure. You finish it in the middle, and then, of course, they are now laughing on President Trump that they cannot win them. They just now they announce, you know, it's not the Pirates of Caribbean like the movie. You cannot do that,
right?
And this is exactly how we are. Although we defeat them, we are building them. And, you know, the word of narratives, this is what is running on social media. And you have a lot of naive, should I say, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, not intelligent people.
Yeah, you can say.
On the Western, on the Western world that pretend to believe what they are reading on X. And we spoke about that. They know the work much better than us.
Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project, talking to us about the ending of the Iranian war. What has been achieved? Is it too